Welcome to Christian Men's Life Group Podcast. This is our special episode on mental health. And especially with the holidays just around the corner, we want to talk about staying mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy during the holidays. So joining me today is Shane Watson from Silver Ladder. So how are you doing, Shane?
I'm doing great, Ken. Thank you so much for having me on the show again. I think this is a really important topic, and I think it's going to help a lot of people.
During the holidays, I always, and even today, even my anxiety is not as it was before, but you know what? Holidays always stir up fear of ruining the holiday for my family. And it's kind of weird to say it out loud. In my head, it's like a whole big thing. But once you say it out loud, it's like, well, that's kind of sounds silly, but it is. It's true. It just, we go to family events on Christmas. It's the busiest time of the year, but I'm always a panic attack and ruin Christmas for someone. So Shane, how can we be emotionally ready for the holidays?
One of the biggest things, and it ties into kind of what you were saying about your fears of ruining things. That fear comes from thinking that there's a specific way that the holidays have to be. A lot of times when we see commercials that talk about Christmas or movies or books or whatever, we get this idea that it has to be this certain way. It has to be this perfect, flawless, amazing, incredible experience. And that expectation can really set us up for disappointment. So we need to let go of expectations and tell ourselves it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm going to find what's good about it. I'm going to enjoy what's good about it. I'm going to remember what the focal point should be when it comes to Christmas. And that ties me into another thing as far as staying mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually healthy as well. This might be the most obvious suggestion given that this is the podcast for the Christian Men's Life Group. But when it comes to us staying healthy any day of the year, any season of the year, staying connected to God through our prayer, through our reading of the Bible, and our fellowship. If we allow that to fall by the wayside, we're setting ourselves up for failure. Now, sometimes when the holidays roll around, we get knocked out of our normal schedule, our normal routine. Even someone who might typically be reading their Bible on a regular schedule or praying at a certain time each day, when maybe they're off from work for vacation for the holidays, or they just get in that mindset of just, you know, I'm kind of letting loose and just getting out of that normal structure, it can be easy to let those things fall by the wayside. If we do that, we're losing the very foundation of the main thing that allows us to be mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually healthy. And so those are two of the things. I've got more as well, but I wanted to pass it back to you. Stay connected to God, let go of expectations.
That's awesome, because you know what? That's exactly what I wanted to talk about next, because you know what? When I go through these feelings, the feelings are always gonna be there, but what I have to do is I have to give it to God. I always, like you're saying, I always try to. Christmas is always this event and it's always put to be perfect and everyone's happy and all that. And reality is sometimes that could be, it's super stressful at people at time because they're trying to, you know, go to different people's families' houses. You know, you have, you know, your family to go to, you have your in-law to go to, you're running back and forth to the house and it's kind of stressful and you don't have time to get to do the normal thing that you normally do. Like for me, for instance, is I always will, I love listening to Christian music. There's certain songs that really get to me that kind of like, it's kind of like a little slap in the face and says, hey, you know what? You're letting the devil take control of your fear. That fear is not by him, it's by the devil. You can't listen to that. The devil wants to stir things up. He wants to mess up your holiday. He wants everyone, God wants us to love each other, have a beautiful time together, share those memories, and he doesn't want any kind of doubt in your head and any kind of fear. So what I normally do is there's a couple of things. I always will pray in the morning, and I try to keep on track because it gets hectic. Say, hey, we got to be up there in 10 minutes. It's like, ooh, I don't have time. But I know even on that long drive, I put my Christian music on there. Or even sometimes, it might be even silly, but I've been listening to my podcast too. And it's kind of like it soothes me because I hear me talking about the issues that I'm going through or talking about something spiritually. And it kind of reminds me, hey, that's the guy who you are. You're not this fearful guy. You need to be that same guy. So let's talk about, do you have like a troubled time during Thanksgiving or during Christmas that kind of stirs up these kinds of feelings too?
I used to really intensely. Now, in recent years, I recently reached 13 years sober. And during those years, getting sober and being in recovery really have solidified my faith. Obviously, being sober, I've stopped drinking, stopped using drugs, which has made a huge difference. But there is a pattern you could see throughout my life. And it would start in late October, and it would carry on to and through Christmas. And it often seemed to peak right around Thanksgiving. Now, my birthday is October 29th, and then Christmas is, you know, a little bit under 2 months later, and the midway point between those two is often Thanksgiving. Well, back when I was drinking and using, alcohol and drugs can make things, every little emotion that you're feeling that much more intensified. They can intensify depression or anxiety, even though people drink or use to try to deal with those things, they can actually make those things worse. We've entered into a time of year where there's fewer hours of sunlight. We've entered into a time of year where it's colder, although here in Phoenix, it's, you know, it can only get so cold, but still being a native to myself. So we have the details of fewer hours of sunlight. We have colder weather. We have me during those years drinking and using. Then we have the expectations that we talked about earlier of what Thanksgiving is supposed to be like, what Christmas is supposed to be like. Everybody's happy, so we think. And my birthday is on October 29th. My birthday comes and goes. It's another year past. It's another year looking at who I am, who I thought I was supposed to be by this point. Then we roll into Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, sometimes there's drinking involved for some people, which again exacerbates that whole situation. Christmas is a month later. Everything's supposed to look and feel like these commercials and the movies tell you they're supposed to, and it doesn't. And so the combination of all those different things would hit me. And not only did I go through, to answer your question, yes, not only did I go through those things very intensely, before I got in recovery, the same date, three different years. November 28th, 2008, I got arrested for the first time. November 28th, 2009, in a drunken incident, I severely fractured my hand. November 28th, 2011, got arrested for the last and final time, and that's when I got into recovery. You see that pattern there? All of those dates were either on or the day after Thanksgiving. So, I mean, that's, I could now answer yes any more intensely to that question. Did that affect me? But what I've found in recent years is ways to put certain pieces in place to have a plan to avoid certain behaviors, to compensate for seasonal issues, and it does not affect me nearly as much as it used to. Can it still affect me now? It does, but if I'm vigilant about having a plan in place, it does not affect me nearly like it used to back in those stories I just told you.
Well, you know what? First off, we share a close birthday because yours is end of October, mine's November 4th. So I get affected with the time change. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, it's because it's dark out here, 5 o'clock. Whatever you're doing, like me, my wife would walk at the park and all that around 7 o'clock. You can't do that because it is pitch black park where you feel unsafe at it because there's not enough light. And you get out of these routines where you just pretty much just kind of feel bummed out. And sometimes you just go to sleep early just because you just don't feel active. So what can we do? What is your plan to be like? Christmas is coming on up. What would your plan be to get yourself ready for Christmas?
Knowing that I'm going to have fewer hours of daylight, getting out, getting up, getting moving, getting outside when there is daylight. I may have to adjust my schedule a little bit to do that. Maybe you do it on your lunch hour or something like that. But knowing that by the time you're going to want to do this in the evening when work is over, you may not have the opportunity to. We need sunlight. God put the sun in the sky for a reason. Now, we're told in recent years to be careful about how much exposure we're getting, and there's a whole conversation related to that that we're not going to get into. The sun exists for a reason, And our body needs a certain amount of sunlight, not only to get vitamin D, which is the first thing that people think of, but there's actually other processes it's involved with. Getting sunlight and daylight during the day is part of our circadian rhythm that lets us sleep better at night. So knowing that you're going to have fewer hours of daylight, get out, get sun while you can. Get your body up and moving. It's so important that we not let exercise fall by the wayside during the holidays. That's another thing, just like the reading scripture and praying. Sometimes someone who's fastidious about always regularly exercising during the year, vacation rolls around, the holidays roll around, and they kind of let that lapse. And yeah, you can miss a workout for a day or two. I mean, that's just life. But you know, when you're like a week, week and a half, 2 weeks, and you're not doing it, maybe you're eating away a lot more junk food, pies and cookies and cakes and whatever because of the holidays, that starts to catch up with you. It will affect not only your body, it will affect your emotions, it will affect your thinking as well. If you're in a place where sun is not an option, because there's a lot of places, you know, we're blessed out here in Phoenix, we get a very mild winter. Some places, I mean, you're not going to see a bit of daylight, it's snowing. Consider getting a light therapy lamp. They make lamps now where you can sit and you can have it on your office desk or wherever you're going to be, and you get an hour or so of exposure to it. And, you know, can it completely compensate for lack of sunlight? No, but it can make a huge difference in terms of negating the negative effects of too little sunlight. There's reviews online, by the way, read up on it, read some third-party reviews because they're not all made the same. The other thing in addition to those is I would say make a point to stay connected to your support system. Whether that's family or friends or your online community or whatever it is, stay connected to those people. It's so important for us to have human contact. Now, someone, again, I'm going to go back to the vacation example. If they're on vacation during the holidays, they're used to having face-to-face conversations with their coworkers every day. That's at least some human contact. But let's say this person lives alone. Maybe they'll see their family on Christmas, but in the days before and after, they're at by themselves in an apartment and they're disconnected. Make a phone call, talk to a friend on FaceTime or Zoom or something like that. And then the last thing I would add, and this is by no means an exhaustive list, but balance sleep. Get enough sleep, but not too much sleep. It's very easy, as you talked about earlier, when things are so hectic and we got to be at this person's house at this time and we got to be here at this time, that you get so frazzled and your sleep gets thrown off and you're not getting enough, and that really can have negative effects. But at the same time, don't fall into the trap of, oh, it's vacation, I don't have to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then you're getting 10, 12 hours a night. Too much can make you feel sluggish. Now, let me clarify one thing here. If you've been going and going and going all year long and you let yourself have a day or two where you really sleep in, absolutely go for it. Your body needs that. But when you've strung together a week or two of like 12 hours a night, it can actually make things more difficult and you can feel more groggy the next day.
Oh, I could definitely feel that, because sometimes if I get home, I have a physical job. I own a landscape company. I'm hands-on, and I always have been hands-on. For 40 years, I've been in this field. I get a lot vitamin D, and vitamin D through sunlight. Mm-hmm. But it's weird because if I go to the doctor and get my blood work done, I am low in vitamin D. And the reason why is because of the stuff that I eat too. You know, you can't just be eating all this processed food, because I'm a person that I don't have time to eat. I eat in the car. Live in California, and you have to avoid traffic. So you're trying to beat the traffic. Whenever if I do get a meal, sometimes I skip a meal. I would actually have to grab something, eat in the car, and then basically just drive. That's what I've been doing for such a long time, just to avoid being stuck in traffic. Now, I got a question, Shane. When you're talking about walking, and exercising, that is such a important thing for me. As me going through my panic attack, exercise is the number one. Two, I used to do spin classes. It might sound funny, but man, I love being on a bike. The only thing I don't like is I don't like going into a room where they blast the music with that tech music. Oh man, that just, it drives me crazy. But what I love to do is I love just to get a good workout. If
Oh, yeah.
I'm going in there just to try to figure out if I'm gonna just lose weight, I gotta do this certain amount of calorie, you're gonna get burnt out quick. You
Yes.
just gotta go in there and just do it for the fun of it. Endorphins going through and you'll feel good. And I have talked to so many people. There is a instructor in there. She had to be what, in her 70s. This lady could kick my butt. She was so, she would be class after class after class. She had so much energy. She was also going through breast cancer. She had a bad knee, but she was always up there. And what helped her was her faith and also a active lifestyle. Because
yep.
Once you just sit down and just worry and just be in a dark room or on your computer or on playing video games, you know, that's fine sometime. But if you do that all the time and you're not out there exploring God's beautiful earth, because if you go outside, you'll just realize how blessed we are to be surrounded by beauty. But Shane, my question is have you ever used a scented oil? Because that's one thing that actually helped me. I love scented oils. I don't know what it is. It kind of triggers something when I'm going through something. Like if I'm going through, for me, I'm not sure if it's going to work for other people, but I love essential oils. Have you ever had that experience?
Yes, and I've got a number of friends that absolutely swear by them. And there is a lot of truth to things that God provided for us that are natural, that can benefit us physically, again, mentally, emotionally, et cetera. You know, a lot of things that Western modern medicine has overlooked, not to negate medicine, professional medicine as a whole by any means, but there are things that, you know, what I'm a fan of is if we can, the least invasive way that we can solve a problem is often the best. The solution that's going to have the fewest amount of negative impacts of its own that it brings in, side effects and things like that. And when you talk about essential oils and things like that, there are things that actually can make a difference. I know people that will use lavender oil for sleep.
Yeah.
There's people that will use eucalyptus oil for soreness and things like that. And it's one of those things, it's a matter of doing your research in finding out what has proven benefits versus what there's like just theories regarding, et cetera, because there's people that'll argue back against it and say, no, it's not real. But there's actually things where there's documentation that shows those things can make a difference. And then just me, as far as improving mood and changing my mood, I am a very smell-oriented person. And when you talk about using like an oil diffuser, I love very rich smells like pine, cedar, sage. I'll put that in a room when I'm going through my plan and my process to improve my mood, when I'm being intentional about my plan. And something about a good smell on its own can start to help shift me in combination with other things that can be the icing on the cake.
And you know what? My mom actually told me this story. She was reading it. This was years ago. She was reading a article, and they said that in certain stores, they put a smell, a fragrance in there to get them in the better mood. Smell of apple pie. And it could make sense because, you know what? Certain fragrances to me trigger happy moments. Like you're saying, lavender really, really good. Tea tree. I know where you're talking about pine, because like certain fragrances bring you back into a certain time. My grandfather passed years ago, and every time I smell cigars, I put a smile on my face because it brings me back to that moment. Do I like the cigars smell? I love it just because it reminds me of my grandfather. And then there's this perfume my mom used to get. It was this cheap perfume that you could probably get at Rite Aid or Walgreens, and it was called Taboo. It's not very common, but it's like a cheap perfume. But every time I smell that, I think about my mom. So these fragrances could actually 100% change your mood because it could bring you into some happy moments. So you know what? Talking about, and these are just such things I have done. These are, like Shane was saying, do your research, do what works for you. But you know
Yes.
what really helped me is it's done chiropractor, I've done acupuncture, and I love that because sometimes I'm a physical, like I said, I have a physical job and I need these things too for my back is sore, I have a crink in my neck, and they help so much for your body. And it's good to take care of your body. You know, when we're talking about taking care of your spiritual needs, reading the Bible and all that, you need to take care of your body too. Because
Yes.
if your body is running good, you're able to be in a better mood and you're able to shake off these things that come over here. A chiropractor recommended valerian root. And when I was going through my panic attacks, valerian root helped me. It might not help everyone, but it's organic, it's a root. But these little things kind of like calm me down without going into the medicine. I have gone through right now, on medicine, but I have gone through so many 40 years of different things that would help. Valerian root helped me, also, CBD oil helped me a bunch. I know some people might be against it, but when something is good for your body without putting like medicine in there, you want to try all different things. Do you have any other do you have any suggestions on, things that might help people besides, the fragrance and walking and all that that might actually change their mood?
Absolutely. And I want to piggyback on what you said about CBD. People who are hesitant, often hesitant to try it. They're hesitant to try it because it comes from the cannabis plant. But what they don't understand is CBD is not THC. CBD stands for cannabidiol, and it is one of many components in the cannabis plant. THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, is the active ingredients, the cannabinoid that makes you high if you were to smoke marijuana or use concentrates, etc. CBD does not get people high. It's not addictive. It cannot be abused. It cannot be misused, but it provides tremendous benefits like what you talked about. I have seen people who have had significant anxiety issues, and they have had tremendous improvement over time using CBD. You also mentioned valerian, and that made me think of a couple other things that are natural, and you can purchase them over the counter. You can get them at a health food shop, etc. But while they are natural, they have documented evidence that they help people when it comes to anxiety. One of those things is L-theanine. L-theanine. It is an amino acid, and L-theanine can actually help reduce anxiety. I know people that will use L-theanine in the morning with their morning coffee so they get the benefits of the caffeine, the energy, while reducing the jitteriness or the nervousness or the anxiousness that stimulants like caffeine can cause. So L-theanine is one of the things I would recommend. And the other is magnesium. Magnesium can have a calming effect. Now, one thing to be really cautious about, there are a wide varieties of types of magnesium. And it's so important to know which one you are getting. There are ones that tend to be beneficial for other things versus anxiety. There's ones that tend to be more beneficial for anxiety. But the other thing you have to be cautious about when it comes to magnesium is there are certain types of magnesium that if you take, they can cause digestive upset. They can cause diarrhea. So it's
Right.
a really important thing to know. Again, always do your research. So in addition to your CBD and valerian, I would add L-theanine and magnesium. They are natural things. They are not pharmaceuticals, but they have been proven to be effective when it comes to anxiety.
Please do research on your own and find out what works for you. These are recommendations that I've personally went through because of magnesium. too. I have definitely, and that skipped my mind right when you said it's, oh yeah, there's this brand that I use. But I mean, I use this brand called Calm, and it's this powder that
Yes.
you mix in there, and it just, like it says, it calms me down. But you know what? Everybody's designed differently. Some might work, some might just take and get frustrated and say, oh, this doesn't work. It's patience. When you, especially, you got to remember, when you're taking natural supplements, give it at least 2 weeks for it to kick in. It's a natural remedy. It takes longer to get into your system. But I have had, like, we were talking about CBD. There was a football player that went to the seminar. He was promoting his CBD company. He had years of abuse with, he's a football player, and he had concussion problems. He was on Vicodin. He was on all these pain medicine. What really helped him, the Vicodin was all it was a band-aid. It was just to cover up, but it did not solve the problem. What happened is he did the CBD, got off on all his medicine, and he was a live testimony of how the CBD worked. Highly recommend CBD, but the main thing is I highly recommend you guys talking to someone at a health food store, doing your own research and finding what's best for you. Because if you go to, out here we have Sprouts, we used to have this other company out here too, but if you talk to, there is professional people that know these natural remedy, and they'll definitely be able to get you on track. And ask around too, ask your friends that might be going through the same thing. When we're talking about physical activity, you know what? One thing I love doing yoga. I don't know what it is. It gives you peace of mind. It lets you control your body. You're working on your core. Have you had a good results on yoga, or is it just me?
I know a lot of people that have had benefits from things like that, or even if it's just stretching movements. And again, do your research, learn how to do these things correctly, because if we torque our body the wrong way, we can actually cause something to get even worse. Yes, whatever it is, whether it's yoga, whether it's stretching exercises, it's running, it's walking, it's lifting weights, whatever it is that works for you, that gets you up and moving and helps you feel better. Do that thing, because I love that you said earlier, everybody is different. There's certain things that'll work for a variety of people, and it might not work for everyone. So it's so important to know yourself through trial and error. Test things, stick with them for a while, like you said, see if they work for you. Don't, on day one, if it's not doing anything, that doesn't mean anything. Don't give up on it yet. Stick with it for a while, and over time, you will learn what works for you in terms of exercises that work, coping skills. Does music help you? Art, writing, hiking, mountain climbing, breathing exercises, whatever that is, figure out all those components. Write down on your notepad app, because everybody's got a phone now, and most of us have it with us all the time. Figure out a list of things that if you are struggling during the holidays or any other time of the year, okay, well, what do you do? Do not wait until that moment of crisis to figure out the plan. Because if you are in that moment of crisis and you're trying to figure out the plan, you're already fighting from behind. But have a list. Who is it you're going to call? What chapters in the Bible are you going to be reading? Are you going to pray? Are you going to get outside and change your scenery and get out of the room that you're in where you're stuck in your own mind? What are these things that you're going to do? And have a variety, so that if the first couple things you do, you're like, this is not helping, I'm still feeling this, go to the next thing on the list, go to the next thing. It doesn't have to be complicated, nor should it be, but it should have a wide variety of options. And one more thing before I throw it back to you, Ken. Another thing I would emphasize on trying anything natural, adding any new supplement, if you are taking prescription medication or other supplements, I would highly recommend speaking with your physician. There are natural things out there that people will recommend to other people. I'll give you an example, St. John's wort. St. John's wort has helped a lot of people with mood issues. However, what it does is it stops the reuptake of the neurotransmitter serotonin. Well, if someone is on a prescription drug that's doing the same thing, and you've got two different substances that are blocking the reuptake of serotonin in your brain, you can actually have what's called serotonin syndrome, and it can cause major, major dangerous issues. So, like Ken said, talk to the people at the health food stores, explain to them what it is, the challenges that you're facing, what's worked for you in the past, what things you've already tried that don't work for you. And if you're already taking prescription medications, know what the interactions are on those medications before you add new things in.
Definitely, definitely, and I'm so glad you brought that up. It's highly important. There's some great doctors out there that welcome this too. I've been blessed by being with a doctor that actually is very helpful, and they said, "Yeah, go ahead and try it." And then they said, "Okay, well, why don't we cut this medicine down a little, and then you could implement it?" But they'll completely drop this regimen you're doing with the doctor to do
Yeah.
this. No, it won't work. It would, like, you were saying, it actually could be worse for you. Talk to your doctor, talk with them and tell them, hey, this is what I would like to do. Talk to your health food, do your research, find a game plan and patience. Be patient because this is not going to happen overnight. Your body, we abuse our bodies for so many years with all the chemicals we put in there, by all the processed foods. All that stuff's in there. Our body is reacting. And that's why I believe some of these things are so more noticeable now than it
Yes.
has been before, because there's a lot more chemicals out there and it's having reactions. Bodies are having reactions to it. So do your research, start a new regimen. Like Shane was saying, document everything, because something's not going to work and something will definitely work. But if you don't write it down, you won't know what is working for you and what is not working for you. So with Christmas just around the corner, not gonna be around with your families on it, there's always a bunch of church groups that do certain events where you won't feel alone. Talk to someone,
Yes.
be out there, reach out to your friends, reach out to your brothers or your sisters at church. I know on Christmas Eve, no, Christmas Day, our church goes down and we go down to Skid Row and we pass out socks and scarves and all that. Be active in one of those programs, because you know what? You might feel alone, you might feel at a dark place, but you know what? There's a lot of other people that would love to hear from you, that would love
Yes.
to talk with you, would love to for you to go over there with socks or a thing. Do something active. And I know that these holidays will be so much better if we'll be more active with each other. So you have anything else, Shane?
Ken, I love that. Serve others. Sometimes the best way for us to stop obsessing over our own struggles is to stop focusing inward and focus outward. Now, I'm not saying deny your struggles or ignore your challenges. No, that's not good either, because that they're just not going to go away on their own. We need to address them through prayer, through scripture reading, through action on our part. But there's a point at which we're so inwardly focused and obsessing over our issues or something that upset us or something that somebody said or whatever it is. Sometimes what I have seen, one of the things that is the most helpful is stopping focusing on myself and focusing outwardly and saying, I'm going to go help someone else now. I am going to go serve someone else now. That the mind frame shift, the mood change that can happen with that, there is something that happens there, and it happens on a spiritual level. And it also happens on a mental and emotional level as well. There is something very powerful that happens when we serve someone else. And like Ken said, it could be, you're volunteering to go hand out socks, something like that, where you are using the abilities that you have to lift up and benefit another human being. That's what we're called to do. We're called to love our neighbor, and that's exactly what that is. And last thing I'd like to add, Ken, is if someone is struggling during these holidays and they've written down their plan and their list, and they've gone through that, and they've exhausted all those options. They can't get those people on the phone. Just they are disconnected, and they are in a moment of absolute, complete, and total crisis. Two resources I'd like to give you. If you dial 988 in the United States, that 988 is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. 24/7, 365. It's free. It's anonymous. It is staffed by trained volunteers who can help you, and most of all, will listen to you. If you don't even want to talk to someone, if you can't even just say the words out loud about your struggles, you can text. Text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, that's 741-741. That is the crisis text line, just like the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It is staffed 24/7, 365 by trained volunteers. So at least have that in your back pocket. If everything else, you've exhausted all other things, have that programmed in your phone and use it if you find yourself needing to do so.
I really appreciate your information. This was a great topic, and I'm hoping that someone would be listening to and get light during their darkness time.
Yep.
And I appreciate all your time, and I appreciate your dedication to this subject, because this is something that's very passionate to me. You know, with going through this for such a long time and feeling so alone for so many years, it's so good to just be able just to talk about it outside and be able to help. And that's why this is means so much for me. So thanks again, Shane, for coming and volunteering to be on this. I look forward to talking with you again. So I just want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy it. Take it in. Go for a walk. Enjoy your surroundings, and remember that God loves you, and just remember His love for you, and He wants you to be happy.
If you have any comments, please let us know, and bye for now.